This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's national stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. Mostly masked athletes waved enthusiastically to thousands of empty seats. Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. About 23% of Japan's population of more than 120 million is fully vaccinated. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. Protesters faced off with police outside the national stadium as the opening ceremony for the 2020 Olympic Games was about to begin in Tokyo. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police stopped demonstrators moving forwards to get nearer to the stadium, one officer shouting into a megaphone, "Since it's dangerous, please do not push." The anti-games lobby hold up placards, "Stop the Olympics, no Olympics, and cancel the Olympics, save lives." The games, largely without spectators, are going ahead as the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government face strong opposition within the host nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.